Okay, welcome to the show, guys. This is Midnight Oil, and I've got to talk to you about a few things that have been on my mind, and it's just something that when you do the investigations, when you start really researching stuff, when you really look into things, it's beautiful to know after you do all the hard work that all of a sudden, when a certain news article comes out, it's like you connect the dots. A couple things come together and you're like, oh my goodness, no way, that can't be. And it's your brain just starting to go, oh, you have all these different puzzle pieces and now you're starting to see how they come together. This is what it's like with the coronavirus. How this has gone the way it has is very, very intriguing. First of all, the coronavirus, let me just tell you first what happened is that when the coronavirus was coming out, the Chinese government decided to give a narrative, and it really, everybody gives a narrative, how close it is to the truth. That's the difference. The Communist Party decided that they would get these people to come on with masks and to, you know, stand in front of the camera and say, oh, things are not that bad, you know. And, of course, they throw out numbers like 1,200 people infected or whatever it was that they initially stated that it was. And they said, you know, we're just glad the government has, you know, control over everything and they're treating us really well. And so we're really grateful. So, yeah. So they spin that. They give it to the public. Well, the rest of the world just kind of eats it up. And then we see the United States come up and say, look, this is what's going on with coronavirus. We're locking down on it on our end, and we're investigating. It's not airborne or whatever, the statements that were stated. You know, it's basically to help keep the public calm, and I understand that. But what the Chinese government did was a very different thing. They purposefully misled people because they didn't want them to know the severity of what was going on. They really didn't want anyone to know. And I'll explain what I mean by that. Okay, there's a guy that I've listened to for some time now and follow, and he's always had accurate information. He's been a great person to listen to. His name is Amir Sarfati. He's got a YouTube channel called Behold Israel, and he gives a lot of good information, and I always check out his stuff, and he has been amazingly really, really reliable. And of course, he also gives it from the Christian perspective as a Messianic Jew. So this is so cool to kind of keep things in biblical perspective as a Christian. So he posted something, and you know, forgive me for the pronunciations of you know, how I pronounce these people's names, etc. Chinese. He says this: Guo Wengui, 73rd richest man in China. The Chinese regime has hidden the facts about the coronavirus. More than 50,000 corpses were burned in 49 crematoriums in the city of Hubei alone, and said that the number of people infected with the virus in the country is 1.5 million people. So let me just read that one more time. Just the last half. More than 50,000 corpses were burned in 49 crematoriums in the city of Hubei alone. That's just in the city or the province or whatever of Hubei alone. And said that the number of people infected with the virus in the country is 1.5 million. That is massive, people. That's called a pandemic. This is where it's going. I don't want to try to bring hysteria. I just want to bring the facts, and I just want to present them as they are. And I hope you guys will appreciate that. I don't think it ever really benefits to be in the camp of being a person who's panicking. It really doesn't do any good. But you can obviously tell the information is contradictory. It's to create the facade. This is how things are, when in fact they are completely different. 1.5 million people, that is massive. That is massive. If there have been 50,000 bodies burned in 49 crematoriums, you better believe that's a big, big problem. So you have that happening. And when I was doing research on the coronavirus, I started to find a lot of creepy things. First of all, way back, Bill Gates had talked about population control or depopulation or something of that manner, talking about, you know, the world's just getting too big, too many people. First of all, there is a lot of land. There is a lot of land in the world. Why he's saying that, I'm sure there are, you know, people don't think of Bill Gates as having nefarious intentions, etc. Think of him as a lovely-dovely kind of guy. He's a lovey-dovey kind of guy. He's just sweet and kind and everything. But this man has a lot of power. You got to think about that. He's got a lot of power, a lot of money, a lot of influence. And he's has influenced the education system in the United States. And with information that has been modified, that has changed history, that has been purposefully changing the history that we know to control the narrative. And we also have shady book deals with Obama and the publishers from Britain. And I can go deeper on that, but I've talked about it previously. I do posts on it as well. Check out my Parlay account. I give all this information. I don't want to digress from this topic. But with all that being said, Bill Gates says there's going to be a pandemic. There's going to be an outbreak. It's going to be huge. 7 years ago, this guy's talking about issues to do with viruses. And then 2019, he goes, flies over to a huge meeting, Melinda and Bill and their foundation, and they do a simulation of the pandemic. And then they talk about 9 different ways on how to deal with this pandemic that's going to happen, because they're sure it's going to happen. One of the ways was to eliminate information on the internet, on social media. And how they said this was weird, or how they were thinking about controlling the narrative, was to label as misinformation. They were trying to say, well, we don't want people to be scared. We don't want people to be misinformed. Well, what is misinformation? How do they deem it as misinformation? How do we know what they're saying and stating as misinformation is actually misinformation? These are all good questions for healthy minds. We all want to know the real truth. We don't want to be lied to. Bill Gates is privy to all kinds of information and connections. We can't be naive about that. The amount of power that that man has. And they're saying they're going to control how we see information. Literally, how we'll see it. So that was one of the steps in the 9 steps. That should put alarm bells for anybody. We should be wondering, what the heck is this guy up to? So that's Bill Gates. And then also Bill Gates has been pushing for mandatory vaccines, which I'm starting to research more and more, and finding out that vaccines aren't all they are up to be, you know, whatever they've been commercializing, whatever they've been preaching to the masses, that vaccines aren't really what they really are, and that there's a lot going behind the vaccine industry, the huge money involved, and the side effects of vaccines, Not saying all, I'm just saying that there is definitely issues with vaccines. Definite issues. And it gets buried. And people who try to even just tell people this information about certain problems, certain issues with vaccines, they are buried by false statements online, on Facebook and many other social media outlets, where they try to bury those people with false allegations and statements. And they try to bury these people. I've seen it. I've looked at the posts. That means you're trying to hide something when you're doing stuff like that. Anyways, so Bill Gates is pushing for mandatory vaccines, and Donald Trump says, you know what, we need to investigate this thing about vaccines. We need to know what's really going on behind vaccines. Loosely paraphrasing. What's Bill Gates' response? Boom. Bill Gates wants to go to the White House and have a discussion with Donald Trump about this crackdown on vaccines. I mean, within a heartbeat, Bill Gates wanted to be there and talk to Donald Trump. But isn't that interesting? Bill Gates wants mandatory vaccines. He wants something that's going to be used on the body to track people. To, you know, this stuff sounds like conspiracy insane stuff. But when I was researching and I'm finding all this information of Bill Gates keeps cropping up. He keeps popping up and all this information. Just like you read all this kind of corruptive chaos, Antifa and chaos being on the streets. Anytime there's violence or whatever, Soros comes up. Same kind of thing. Just things pop up. You know, sexual deviances and corruptions, Epstein. All these things, when people's names keep popping up, you've got to start wondering what's really going on. And with this, with the coronavirus, Bill Gates keeps popping up. Not a good thing. Now, what happened with China and the initial outbreak, the starting point, that is of interest. Not more than 30 minutes away from a level 4 laboratory that's been known for bioweaponry. And this coronavirus is released. Whether it's accident or purposeful, not more than 30 minutes away from the place. The only level 4 laboratory in the whole area. In fact, in a large area. And that's where it goes. And then on top of that, some people, whistleblowers, come out and tell on video that from China that the damage that's done is the spread of this virus is much bigger than people know. And at that time, this is spreading so fast, but I don't know if it was like a week ago. Yeah, it was probably a week ago where a person came out and said, look, it's over 75,000. This is way, way more people are infected than what our government's telling you. Doctor dies from it. Trying to tell the truth about what's going on with the coronavirus. China tries to keep us silent. All this stuff is happening. And on biblical level, you start to think about Revelations, you start to think about the Bible referring to in Revelations about a third of the earth being wiped out. Now, I'm not saying this is it, but I am saying that it's definitely a precursor. We've had more wars, we have pestilence, we have earthquakes that are happening at an alarming rate. Everything is increasing. And of course, Revelations talks about all these things before Christ's return. All that being said, this is where we are, and this is what is going on. There is a lot of things being kept quiet. And you look at all that and you got to say to yourself, why is there so much control in it? At least in my mind, I go, why is there so much control in the media? Why is there so much control over how we view things? So desperate. Why is it so desperately being done? In Canada, where I live, Justin Trudeau, who, in my opinion, is a fascist, who has praised dictatorship, has made it very clear how he's praised different dictators. I just posted a video on that. I shared a video that I saw that was on point, and it's on Parlay. Check it out. Under EVK the Artist, you can see that information. All of this information is out there about this controlling. And Justin Trudeau says, you know, unless it's got the link approval, or the government link approval, this media cannot be published, or it should not be put out if it's not approved of by the government. That's called controlled narrative. That's communism, people. Canada's right on that edge. A tipping point is that close. Because people are being brainwashed into thinking socialism is a marvelous thing, when in fact, all through history, it has done the very opposite. It has destroyed countries, destroyed people. Socialism comes into communism, death camps, relearning camps, as they want to call it, or unlearning camps. Just horrendous things happen. My ancestors went through this. My grandparents fled from all of this garbage. And here in Canada, the kids are trying their hardest, or they're not trying their hardest, but they bought this lie. And Justin Trudeau and the Liberal Party are doing their most, their hardcore extremist views, their ideology, they are putting every effort in to changing the complete landscape of Canada. They're trying to take Canada apart. And then in the United States, you have the insane fake news. Like, I mean, it's not even, it's so blatant. It's so blatant. And there's not a care in the world for whether they're lying or not, and that people know it. They just don't care. Because, see, they're consumed by this hatred. They're consumed by this seething. Like, it's like a dog that's like a pit bull. Not necessarily a pit bull, but, you know, a dog that has bitten onto something that won't let go. It will not let go. And that is where the leftists are. They have invested so much hatred and contentment. And really what it comes down to is, it's an investment into feeling unhappy to validate why they were slightly miserable, and then they feed that until they are completely miserable and they can't even go from one day to the next without wanting more of this drug to try to give a momentary high of feeling happy that they're angry. And then it drops back down into a burning, like holding a burning coal and blowing on it in your hand. And it just gets hotter every time you blow on it. But you don't want to let go. That's the leftist mindset now. And they just don't know how to turn away from that. So that's my podcast for today, just to give you what is kind of happening in the world today. And just to leave it on a good note, to just say that as Christians, we can be comforted, and we can be happy in knowing that God is in control of everything. All of these things that are happening now, with the earthquakes, with pestilence, with a massive corruption, the numbing of minds, people being consumed by delusion, all the way from global warming, hysteria, which has junk science in it, to population control, to coronavirus, to all the corruption and the blatant lies that are being purported on all these news outlets, which I really just, they're just propaganda machines now. all this happening, but we know that God is in control and that He has a plan and a purpose. We hold on to the joy in Christ Jesus. God bless you guys and have a wonderful, wonderful day.